For English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to the lovely episode 54 of the more lovely Press 2 podcast, featuring lovely Stan Carter and the lovely Bruce Guzman.
Yay. Hey, what is that? Like with the pauses, the intro pauses?
Oh, I don't know. I was doing it for a dramatic effect.
A dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of, what is this? What do we call it?
Press 2.
The podcast.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Yeah, welcome to episode 54. Guess what?
What?
So I was perusing the internet and I found out the best news ever.
Perusing. Well, I guess it's, is that?
I got that from a movie. I can't remember. It was like in the 90s. Britney Spears is finally free. Like officially. I mean, we know she's been free, but like she's officially free. Because they basically just got rid of Jamie altogether now. And she's so free that she posted a naked, well, she's been posting naked pictures lately, but this was her most naked picture, I believe, because the only thing that she had on were two emoji stars over her nipples. And when she posted it, I commented and I said, yes, girl, finally free. I said something like that. I can't remember. I posted from two accounts too, because I posted from my personal account and then I posted a similar comment on the
podcast. Oh my God, I'm looking at the picture account now. She is just bearing it all, isn't she?
I mean, she's really, that is the result of a woman that's finally liberated.
Wow, those pictures are kind of photoshopped if you really look at them.
Well, they're a little blurry, right? You can tell like she's like brushed
the tub,
them.
The tub.
No, I'm just saying they're blurry too. Like you can tell there's been some airbrushing on them.
There's airbrushing. There's a little bit of Photoshop. Like, you know,
I think she just doesn't want.
You're just defending her. I get it. Whatever. Good for her. To the conservatorship, I was looking and it says that they're going to add a third party. Ooh. Did you read it through?
No, I didn't. Girl. I haven't even seen the documentary.
Girl, who are
the
you? New one. Come on.
Bitch, so, I'm a person with other things going on right now.
You have to read the article. And
it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter happy. Because there's misinformation. She's happy. No, you can't be happy unless. So anyway, they're going to look for a third party to be part of the conservatorship. So technically, her dad is not fully out just yet, and I think that's what people are now grasping to where the conservatorship stands. So once, I don't know who's going to be the third party. I hope it's not her now fiance, because I feel like it'll go back to what happened before, because her fiance was the conservatorship, became the conservatorship and shared it with her dad at one point, and then they broke off the engagement and her dad became the sole conservatorship owner of the conservatorship once again.
Or somebody else?
Not Sam, the one who she was previously engaged with. I forget his name.
Oh, that was a completely different.
Yeah, so he was part of the conservatorship. He became part of it. So it was like a 50-50, which was so weird. Ultimately, the conservatorship was that Jamie Spears was Britney Spears. Like, that's how the conservatorship was worded. It was so crazy. It was weird. But yeah, so now they're looking for a third party.
You know, there's a new law now, too.
Because of the conservatorship?
Yeah, California, they're supposed to be signing a new law very soon, the governor. And it has something to do with, it's basically going to make it harder to do what happened to Britney.
Yeah,
there's a lot of open holes. And so they're closing them up. So there's going to be a new law signed in. They said like really soon, I guess it's on its way to his desk.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's expedited, and it doesn't take a long time, but yeah, good for her. I can't wait to see, can you imagine her next album, how it's going to be? It's going to be crazy. But first of all, I feel, you know, I was feeling a little bit some type of way, as people say about it, because, so there's like, three documentaries out there. So there's one on Netflix.
There's a third one?
There's one on Netflix. There's one on Hulu. And I think there's another one on like Amazon Prime or Amazon Video, I think. I don't know. So I watched the Hulu and I watched the... Oh, it's the FX one. I was confusing it. So FX did one with Hulu. And it's a two-part one. So I guess that was the third one. So I watched the one, Britney versus Spears, and then I watched Britney, whatever. So, like, it goes into detail, and they interviewed, like, her personal assistant, like, they interviewed, like, her ex, they interviewed, it was, you know, people that are legit with her, so it's not just random-ass people, like, we follow each other on Instagram. Yeah, it's interesting to learn like that, you know, she couldn't even really have a cell phone. Like she had an allowance of, I think it was like $8,000 a month or something. You're talking about a person who, you know, even for her net worth, it's not where it should be for how much revenue she's made throughout her career. So there's a lot of loopholes, and it's just sad that her family has sort of made her into a cash cow. But yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, good for her.
Oh, well.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
well, great segue out.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the crazy thing is that, you know, we are experiencing this and we can't really do much. I mean, the fans, if it wasn't for the fans, I'm pretty sure she would still be part of this conservatorship, which.
And social media,
oh, which, God. You know, it can create change. Can you imagine if people actually rallied like that for climate change and for equality rights and the Me Too movement? Like, we could make shit happen and get all these old white ass people out of quote unquote power, but their time is coming and they're not going to lip sync for their life. They're not going to get to that.
I'm going to mention this because I forgot to put it on our sheet. There is a brand of liquor called Serve, and they have released some drag queen additions, and I like all of them except for one. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to be a hater.
Say it.
But it has nothing to do with her. I just don't like
drop her berry. Asses.
Like, drop I just don't like berry flavored vodka. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't drink that one because I've had a bad experience with a berry flavored vodka, and they're just not good. You have to be really careful with what you mix it with. It only goes with certain types of juices. Like, anyways, my favorite actually is the original plain Alaska Thunderfuck version. Yeah. Like, and she had the prettiest bottle, I think, because it was blue. And I just think she's amazing. And if one day she ever hears this, oh.
So, yeah, to your point, it's Serve. I haven't heard of it. I think we talked about it. And
I think it's new.
I think it is new. I'm pretty sure one of these queens had something to do with it. They probably got in touch with a distillery or vice versa. And they're like, hey, girl.
It wasn't a pre-existing vodka that just decided to, because it seems like I went and none of the liquor stores are like selling it right. Well, none of the ones that I go to are selling it. So I was researching, and every time you see Serve, I look. Nothing comes up before last week when they announced it. I went to their
Twitter handle, and there was really not a lot of promoting. I think it was back to 2015, 2016, but there was no promotion. So obviously...
Oh, so they did have something.
They had something, but it wasn't to this level to where now, to your point. So the queens that are featured are Manila Luzon, which is pineapple flavor, Trixie Mattel, which is pink lemonade.
I can fuck with that. Yeah. I want to try. I've never had a pink. Oh, I have had pink lemonade vodka, but it was it was like Amsterdam. But
no. Yeah. The one that Stan doesn't quite like. It's mixed berries, Trinity the Tuck, blood orange with Sharon Needles.
Oh, yeah. Blood orange vodka is
green so apple with Monet Exchange. And let me tell you, I have a horrible, traumatizing, PTSD triggering experience with green apple Smirnoff because I was 18. I was 17. I was 18. And, you know, I had grown up drinking the Smirnoff drinks, the premixed super sweet drinks. And here my dumbass thought that the green apple Smirnoff is just going to be sweet. So
you didn't know it was a vodka?
I was a virgin at drinking. I didn't know what it tasted. I had never really tasted vodka to begin with like that. So the only experience that I had, it was the Smirnoff. Okay. You know, anyway, so I was my parents were out of town and I was hosting at
a house party,
basically. And my friend's, my friend was like, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, I don't know. I just get some apple Smirnoff. So she brings the big ass bottle of apple Smirnoff.
Vodka.
Yes. And I hadn't eaten anything that day. And so I pour like half a tall glass of vodka thinking that it was going to be sweet. And I chug it. Girl, to this day, I cannot drink green apple Smirnoff. I mean, I'm sure it's lovely, but to this day, just the idea, it makes me regurgitate. It's just so, it was traumatizing. Like, anyway, and then the last category, your favorite one, which is originally unflavored, Alaska 5000 or Alaska Thunderfuck 5000. You know, that's a strand, right? Alaska Thunderfuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but anyway, yeah, you can get it on the Serve and the, on the Serve website, and it's S-E-R-V.
Is it still available?
I think it is.
I want to get it before they sell out.
I want to buy like the whole, they sell for $45 each, or the whole set. I think it's like $250.
$200. Yeah. It's somewhere around there.
So
that's a lot of vodka.
That is a lot of vodka.
I wouldn't even open half of them. I have bottles of vodka that I don't open just because they're like collector editions.
Actually, it's $270 for the Serve lineup. So I don't know if I want to spend that kind of money for a vodka that I haven't tried.
I know, you might want to just get the original first. Get the Alaska edition. I'll let
you
do it
first and then you tell me.
Bitch. Well, I think I'm gonna get the Alaska. As long as it's like really smooth, the things I look for in a vodka, I do a taste test now with vodka. So if I try a new vodka, what I do is I mix it with orange juice and I mix it with cranberry. And the reason I do that is because a really good vodka, if you measure the shot out, like, right, you know, if you measure it out, like actually do a shot or two shots in a, you know, in a regular drink and, you know, fix it right, you should not taste the vodka. You might taste a little alcohol, but it should not be like you're drinking like gasoline. And what I've found, and I love Tito's vodka, but what I found is that Tito's, for me, it's just, I love Tito's, but it's not my favorite anymore because it doesn't pass that test. It's not smooth as people say it is. I think more people are just hyped up about the name and it's just like really popular.
I mean, you named your dog Tito.
I did, but you know, okay, you got me there, but I
got
did,
you, gal.
But it was a cute name though. Like I was looking for
a cute name. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so yeah. But anyways, it was like, Neft. They have the vodka called Neft. I don't know where they're from. They ship out of Florida. I think that's where like a distribution is there, but they're from somewhere in Europe. Forgot. That is the best vodka. It's called Neft Vodka. It's N-E-F-T. It comes in like a barrel. So it looks like a little gas can, almost like an oil barrel. Mm-hmm. And so the packaging is cool. Those vodkas are some of the most smooth vodkas you will ever try in your life. And that is your segment with Cocktails with Stan.
That nobody asked for, but thanks. to your point, I mean, I have not, I think I'm still drinking Tito's. I usually mix it with cider. I stopped that because, you know, cider has a lot of sugar and
he nearly put my mom in alcohol poisoning, but
I did not put your mom. We were celebrating. We were happy. It was happy times. It was pre-COVID. And I was just like, do you want some, girl? And she was like, yeah. And, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I might try it. But it's nice that we have representation and they know what they're doing because, you know, the gays love their vodka. So
I'm surprised they didn't come with like a club soda to go with it.
I'm sure something's out there. So, but.
Okay. Well, moving on because we got sidetracked.
Sorry.
Cruel Intentions. Remember that cute movie from the 90s?
With Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. No, Freddie Prinze Jr. wasn't in it.
Ryan Phillippe, really?
Ryan Phillippe. And
you're thinking about, like, what's that movie? She's All That.
She's All That, yeah.
It was
who was the third girl
from Scream? Selma Blair.
Oh yes, it was Selma Blair. Yes,
and
yes.
Sean Patrick Thomas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great cast, right?
It was a good cast. It was kind of a weird movie, but
yeah. And guess what? They're getting a reboot, another reboot. Girl. But like, you know, they've had a lot of failed reboots, but this one's going to air on Amazon's IMDb TV. And it's going to be a series that takes place within the Greek system and in a sorority and fraternity Greek system. Like, they're going to talk, you know, do the fraternity and the sorority. Mm. It's going to be at an elite, of course, Washington, though. They're moving to Washington, D.C. It's going to be an elite Washington, D.C. college where what they describe, Amazon describes in a press release as where two ruthless step siblings will do whatever necessary to preserve their power and reputations. The series is going to be an hour long, and it's going to include like hazing rituals and even a seduction of the United States of America.
Isn't that a girl group?
Vice president's daughter. Huh? So, yeah, I guess there's going to be a girl playing the vice president's daughter. Yeah, that's going to happen. Another popular 90s movie starring Michelle Geller. You remember I Know What You Did Last Summer? Yeah. 97. Well, they're going to get a reboot, too, on Amazon later this month. I think just in time for Halloween. I don't know what that reboot is going to be like. Retitled the same or titled something else or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, they're running out of ideas. They rebooted She Saw That, but it's He Saw That on Netflix.
I heard that was trash.
It was a choice.
Choices.
I mean, good for them.
That's all you say is good for them. You're so
I don't know.
Shady.
Like, I never really. I mean, I watched Cruel Intentions. I watched Scream, I love that movie. And it was a fucking good movie. But
I never saw the.
Does it deserve a remake? Like,
if they can do it right, I think someone needs to do those other remakes, like do it justice so we can forget about those other horrible ones.
I feel like
ones.
They should do remakes of movies that flopped.
And make them better.
And make them better. Instead of movies that were good.
That's kind of hard, though, because if it flopped, nobody's going to want to see the remake.
But still, I mean, so far, no. I think that should be a thing. Like, that's it. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to become a movie producer and be like, this movie flopped and I'm going to make it better. So
you're looking very indie director today.
Thank you. I am actually, I'm actually like venturing into setting my.
It's like emo chic.
Yeah.
With the side of like liberal, like. You know, you look like one of those.
It's like I voted for Bernie Sanders, but I still drink out of plastic straws. So
you're a gentrifier.
I'm a gentrifier. I peed all
That's
over
the
this,
word I was
this
looking
street.
For.
No, I don't. But yeah, so I'm solidifying my look, I guess. And I love those little British hats because I've been wearing like, I don't know what they're called. So I bought a.
Yes, girl, go off.
I know, right? Living my best life and my truth. I bought a pack of four because I was watching.
Oh my God, I thought you said you.
What?
I thought you were about to say you bought a pack of Four Loko.
Oh no, not like, anymore. So, like, after they changed the recipe, I gave that up. I was like, if I am not on the borderline of dying, I don't want to drink it because if I'm going to drink this, I'd rather not remember it. And, but no, so anyway, yeah, I think they should do that. I don't know how I feel about the remake.
Reboot, like old movies that didn't do well.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. If anybody's listening and wants to collaborate or not steal our idea, then hit us up.
Well, some may argue that they've done that with a few movies already. So
apparently they weren't good enough because they weren't, you know, we haven't seen
none of them, the remakes or the originals.
But you know, it's very what's good or not in a movie is very subjective. So.
Well, you know what? There's an article that came out about 20 years ago, because I remember because I read it. It was 20 years ago. And they said when we were in high school 20 years ago, they said that Hollywood was running out of movie ideas. And they said that that was going to be the future. And I remember reading that. They said you're going to see a lot of movies getting remade because there's only so many concepts that people can come up with for movies, you know? So they said that you're going to see a lot of that. And that's what's been happening over the last 20 years. A lot of movies have gotten part two, part three, the remake, the reboot, sequel. They said there's going to be a lot of sequels, and that started happening. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
Entertainment Weekly said it first. I think that was some, I don't know what I was reading back then. Teen People.
Teen People. It was Time Magazine. I think that, I mean,
Time Magazine for teens. That would have been cute.
True.
Time for teens.
Time for teens.
Time.
Teen Time. Teen Time.
Teen Time.
I know, teen. Remember that one time that I texted teen. You and I was like, oh, you have Teen Mobile? And I spelled it out like T-E-N instead of T-Mobile.
Remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
I was like,
how
think
embarrassing.
You still had your Sidekick. And
God, don't tell people I had that phone. Oh my God, you're aging me already.
Well, whatever. Paris had it. She made it hot.
Paris did have it. When I saw Paris and Snoop Dogg in that commercial back in 2000, I think it was like, what, 2004? Six? Three? I was still in Tulsa. It was like 2000. When did the original Sidekick come out?
2004, I think, because it was like black and white first, I think.
No, it was white all together. Remember, it was
but
white.
The LCD wasn't color. It was black and white.
So it was a Sidekick 2.
The Sidekick 2 was the one that was color.
Yeah. And that came out when? It had to be like 2004 then. It was 2003 2000, or 4.
You know, we have the internet. Well,
because I was not like, I was in Tulsa still, but I don't think, because in high school I had a Nokia. I think it was right 2004.
So yeah, you're correct. The T-Mobile Sidekick 2 came out in 2004, sporting a slimmer design and a built-in VGA camera. VGA, ladies and gentlemen, not even a fuck, like, do you know what a VGA is?
No.
It's like lower than a megapixel. It's lower than a megapixel. So like.
That is crazy.
It is fucking crazy.
But here's the deal. When I saw Snoop Dogg and Paris Hilton on a commercial together advertising this phone, I was like, girl, I got to get that phone. And I got it. And it was so cheap compared. Well, it was expensive at the time, I think. But like when you look at today's phones, the price of phones, like
it
was,
I know. Like, it's like $2,000
today.
Yeah.
If you got a Sidekick today, that phone would be like at least $1,000.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, like, so for example, the new iPhone is like $2,000.
It's not $2,000.
Yeah,
it's
is. Like, if you get like,
it's like $1,500. If you get like the terabyte. Yeah, it's like about, it's starting at like $1,500.
What about taxes?
It's not going to be $5,000 in taxes, mm-hmm. really.
I don't know.
Or $500, right? It would be $500.
No, I think it's like $250 if you, I don't know.
Well, anyways. I forgot what the whole point. How do we get on cell phones?
I think we were talking about
Michelle the 90s.
When the movie came out 2004 early. T-Mobile that I texted you instead of saying T-Mobile. It was teen, like T-E.
Watch, I leave it in.
I know. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I'm going to leave it in for comedic effect.
Yeah.
All right. So Dolly Parton. Lil Nas X released a cover of Dolly's 1974 hit Jolene last week, and it was recorded in the BBC Radio 1. You know, they have the live lounge similar to what Apple does. So it was on YouTube, the BBC's account on YouTube, and it got 1.5 million views as of Thursday. It had 1.5 million, and it is really good. I actually, because I liked the song Jolene, so I listened to it, and it was, like, really good, and it gave me chills, like, listen to him. He did a good job on it. And Dolly even responded to the cover with a tweet saying, and I quote, I'm going to butcher her voice, but here I go. I was so excited when someone told me that Lil Nas X had done my song Jolene. I had to find it and listen to it immediately, and it's really good. Of course, I love him anyway. I was surprised, and I am flattered. I hope he does good for both of us. Thank you, Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X responded with a simple tweet saying, and I quote, holy shit. End quote. It was really good. So if you guys haven't heard it, if you go on YouTube and just type in Lil Nas X Jolene, it's live. So it's live. It's not a recording. It's actually a live record. I mean, it's not like a studio produced recording. It's like a live recording of him singing live with a back with some background singers and guitars. And he does really a job. His voice is all like pretty country good. Yeah. And like, yeah, it's like,
you know, really what it reminded me of? I remember back in the day, they used to have the MTV Unplugged and it was a big deal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And when they got rid of that, I think Apple kind of came in and did something, because Apple does something similar now mm-hmm. with Apple Music. And yeah, so
You know who also used to have the live sessions? AOL used to have AOL.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah. They did in like the 2000s and stuff. They were really, yeah, I remember that.
That's, yeah. I can't, I know there's something else happening. There's always something else happening.
There is. There's so much and I can't remember them. And like my list should have been longer, but I could not think. And I said, you know what? I try to, whenever I see something interesting, like, especially if I'm on my phone, I just take a screenshot.
Yeah.
And so that way, when I go back for the show, I just go through my screenshots and I can remember what I wanted to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of things to cover. Like, did you watch the Fenty volume 3?
Oh my God, I didn't. Is it out already?
Yes, it's been out. I watched it.
I'm so sorry.
Was
it good? Was it better than the last one?
I don't think it was better, but it was good.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't, never mind.
It was good. It was, they filmed it, in LA at some hotel. It's a Westin something. It's really cool. Rihanna, I mean, she is there. yeah.
Did she make more appearance this time? Than yeah, she did. Last
did.
Time?
She did.
Okay.
So she was she had more airtime. Simone's there. Gottmik is there. Leomi. It was funny. Leomi Maldonado. You know who that is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody posted, because I guess she dances to like, they do like a little snippet of her. It's actually pretty cool. It's just her. And somebody posted on Twitter, like the clip of her, and they're like, she ate. And somebody commented, it's like, that's the same shit she's been doing for 10 years.
Well, you know what? When you said that she was dancing, I think I already know what it was like, because I have, it's like this whole like 80s, like,
I mean, it reminds you of like, she was voguing the house down boots and she did the dip. And, but you know, somebody, you know, just commented like, it's the same shit she's been doing for 10 years. Like they are so fucking shady on Twitter. And so it was good. And Simone posted, because they have, you know, like a line, because Rihanna is like all about body inclusivity, and so they have like this big muscle boys, like football player type, wearing lingerie. And Simone tweeted, she's like, I don't remember seeing them when we were filming. So she was like, she's like, now wait a minute. She was in San Francisco, Simone. She's been traveling, you know. And Gottmik was there, and they tweeted, Simone tweeted a picture of Rihanna with problematic Onika Minaj, whatever. And so she was like right in the middle, and people were like, I hope you wear vax, girl. And because, you know, Miss Minaj is not vaxxed because she hasn't done enough research. And so, but yeah, it was messy. It was fun. It was kind of cool. So. Oh my
God. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
She already done had hers this.
Whatever that screenshot sounded like, a cat being like tortured. It's like,
oh my! My desk, was that my chair?
No, did that was me.
Oh, I thought my chair squeaked or something. That's your temporary like intro for the drag news.
We were talking about drag news, you know.
Yeah, you might as well drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll. Hello. So I know Canada. Holland. Drag Race Holland, I didn't watch it. Season 2, I believe. I know Canada's Drag Race is about to start again. I didn't really watch season 1. So I think we talked about it a little bit. However, I am watching Drag Race UK season 3, babes.
Oh, it's out?
It's out. It's been out for a minute. Actually, it's only the second episode. And it's pretty good. They have the first, I think I mentioned it, the first APAB queen, which assigned female at birth. That's what it stands for.
So that's the UK that's doing that one?
Yeah, it's the UK. And it's Victoria Scone. she, on the second episode, there's going to be, I mean, I'm giving out spoilers if you haven't watched it, whatever. So she kind of injured her knee. So it's like going to be a repeat, I feel like, of Eureka when she had to leave the season. And it sucks because she's actually pretty good. I think you'll like the season too. The cast is great. Somehow there's, well, I mean, you know, like the UK, they're more, their culture is not like the US. They're more, what would I say? Like homogeneous, I guess, or, I don't know. They're more, there's more humanity, I guess, to them. So the reality shows, even like the Great British Bake Off show. Have you watched that?
No, I don't watch any of those Bake Off
Okay,
shows.
So like, I don't know. The contestants are just more, they're more about the competition rather than creating drama type of thing. And I know, I mean, there's still some drama, but it's not as evident as it is in the US where they try to force it. But anyway, yeah, so episode 2's out. It looks like it's going to be a good season. So far, 2 people have left. Yeah, I really don't know the names of the contestants just yet. So give me another episode and I will come back with a full report of who they are, who I think is going to win, and who should have gone home and who should have stayed. More Drag Race news. Today's Pride here. So there's going to be some drag queen, or we're celebrating Pride here because it moved. But I didn't want to. It usually attracts like 1.2 million people into the gayborhood, but so they didn't want it that big of people. So we're doing a festival of 3 days again. This city's just gay. I might go. I don't know.
I just found out that you said that. I forgot that they postponed our. So such a bad gay. No, ours is next weekend. Oh, I just found out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are
and,
you going?
And they, no. And, girl, fuck them. No, I'm just, no, it's just like I don't do outdoor events, and even though the weather's a little bit better because it's October now, I don't know. But it sounds like it's going to be complicated too, and I don't feel like getting that Q-tip up my nose because I think someone said that they're making you get a, you have to bring a COVID test in, which was at least 3 days out, or if you don't have one, you have to take one on the spot, a rapid test, and I don't. Feel like I took one of those tests and I just don't like it. Well, made me cry.
Are they not so up here they're requiring proof of vaccination and they let you in?
I don't know if they are. That's the thing I don't know, because this wasn't like an official press release. This was from a homegirl that told me that.
So my best friend's sister cousin's
baby
brother.
Cousin Tracy.
Yeah. She said
she went to the show last night and she saw you there all hooked up with some tramp.
It's like they doing anal swabs now. Girl, yeah, she got an STD. That's what she got. Like she went to the clinic. That was not a COVID test.
Not girl. Anal swab. Girl.
But anyway, so yes, there is. So last weekend, I spent my weekend basically around drag queens. I went to a Selena drag.
Oh my
brunch.
God,
it was everything. And then at night I saw more drag, and then Sunday I saw even more drag. So I looked at my bank account and I was like, well, at least I had fun, right?
You were all day, I don't know how. And then he comes like Saturday night, and then Sunday he goes, I find out, oh, he goes, oh, I just like saw somebody, they remembered me, and I'm like, what, bitch, you're out again? And he was like, and I told him, I don't know how you do it, because I cannot go 2 days in a row.
Trust me, like by Wednesday I was still kind of like, okay, I don't think I can do this, like back to back, like a club, another club, another club, a porta potty, another club, like I can't really think of anything else. There's, you know, just watch Drag Race. I know the drag queens are going out on tour. Just catch them somewhere. I think Bianca Del Rio is supposed to be here in 2 weeks, and I got tickets. So But you
You think she's going to be somewhere and no, you got tickets. No, she is
going to be here. I'm looking at my calendar. So
are you sure? Because you got tickets. Like, you just be buying tickets to everything.
I know. I just, you know what? I feel like an adult now because I'm actually using my, it's this Sunday actually, or not next Sunday, the 10th. I feel like an adult now because I am actually using the calendar on my phone, not my Outlook calendar for work, but my calendar for my phone
to remind me all your drag shows.
Not only that, but like appointments that I have, things that I need to be placed. Like I'm actually using it. So I feel like an adult.
I've always used mine. I love
it. Really? I started using mine maybe like 2 years ago, more adamantly or more.
Yeah, I have to. I use all of them. Like, I have like five calendars on my
I only have two. See, I'm anyway. So, I know there. Oh, I know there's going to be probably another Drag Race some coming out. But yeah, I don't really have a lot of information. I know there was some drama. Oh, there is drama with Tamisha Iman. So she released another video. She's blocking queens left and right. Apparently, the only queens who are not blocked are Kamora Hall from her season and Elliot with two T's somehow. But so Tamisha Iman released another, made another release that she was going to go into another podcast. She was going to do a podcast. Her videos were going to come out. She was going to release new merch, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, quote, and I quote on Twitter, she said, on a brighter note, I will not be attending. Oh, yeah, because DragCon came out. And so all of this DragCon LA is happening. And she said, and I quote, on a brighter note, I will not be attending DragCon, but I personally want to thank the amazingly beautiful people I have met on this journey. But it's time for me to get off this ride and move forward with life. The damage has been done both ways, and I digress. And people are like, so are you going to quit drag? Are you trying to distance yourself? And people are like, bye. Some other people were like, where's my money? You know, and so it's just this crazy thread of like, I don't know. But if anything, she's been on people's lips. She's been known and, you know, she still has an ostomy bag, which I don't know if that's one thing to deal with, I guess. And, you know, I mean, she's a cancer survivor and she's older. And so she just kind of deserves maybe to take time off. Who knows? But yeah, so that's out there. I don't really have anything else. Sorry.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Family Chantel is like coming back soon. Have you seen the previews?
I have not seen the previews, but I've seen the previews of the surgery that Pedro's sisters has gotten. And let me tell you, just because you got money don't mean you're going to look good. So,
okay. Well, you remember River?
Yes.
Apparently. He has a love interest.
Oh.
She looks like she wanted to be Kim Kardashian.
It's River, that type. River, like this.
River, her brother.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob kind of looking hair and really bad acne. And really messy.
I did not say that. I didn't talk about nobody's hair. But you were such a bitch.
I am not a bitch. I was just going off of like the chaotic look and demeanor he had.
But. Oh my god, he kind of does that when you now like you asshole. Like now I'm like thinking, oh my god, you are a fucking asshole. Anyways, yeah, that show's coming back on air. I think personally though, 90 Day Fiancé has been kind of boring this season. Yeah. No, the other way, 90 Day Fiancé the other way. It's been hard for me to get into it. Like they have that weird guy from that Mormon guy.
You know, oh yes, that's
they
going
just need to get rid of him. Like, just take them off the show. Yeah. That whole couple, I don't like. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I just don't think they're good TV.
And you know how you know what they're trying to force it. He calls
sexual intercourse schoolily poop or some bullshit like that.
They're trying. So I feel like the storyline they're trying to force it with Shakib and his girlfriend that is like completely fake, and they're actors, and the mom is just like, "What are you doing here?" She's.
No, remember she showed up at the spa?
I know, she was like, I was just having this relaxing day. And, you know, and then I see her.
But then when the daughter, when the girlfriend comes out, she actually asked her, what are you doing here?
I saw that episode yesterday. She's like, what are you doing here? What is her name?
I don't know.
I forget her name.
I'll just call her Ashley. She looks like her name would be Ashley. She acts like somebody that would be like Ashley.
Ashley? No.
I don't know her name. Wouldn't it be funny if that was her name? What is her name? Wait, what is the name of the show?
I love a mama's boy.
I love a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And homegirl moving to Texas. And then they told her, could she leave out the room so they could have a moment? Like,
Emily. That's her name.
Emily.
Yeah.
See, I knew Emily, Ashley, like they're like so similar.
Yeah. Emily and Shakib's mom, they're like oiled in water. But yes, back to the other way, that Mormon guy, he's like, he's just odd.
Yeah. Like, who calls sex clearly poop?
Apparently he does.
And that irritates me for some reason.
Well,
I don't know why I'm so annoyed with when he said that, because I'm like, roll the fuck up. He like, that's something a 7-year-old would say. Like, I don't know.
You're like, grow the fuck up and call it.
And that's not even a thing. Like, I've never heard that word before in my life. He's making it sound like it's some like thing that people say, you know what I mean? Like, she asked him, what does that mean? And he goes, oh, it means like, and he said it like it was a saying.
Well, you know, if he's a Mormon and he's probably like,
he's had all kinds of sex. That's his problem. You remember? He's lying to her because he thinks he's a virgin.
Yeah.
And he's not. And even his friends are like, are you going to be able to settle down with her? Because you know you like to fuck. And I'm just like, what is the slim pickings in Utah? Because if he's the playboy in Utah, girl. Just like who is letting him inside of them? I don't know. Oh my God. Like, girl, I know it's bad to say that, but he is not attractive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's not.
It's should like I when you go myself? Grocery shopping.
Fine. Yeah, I said it and I'll say it again.
It's like when you go grocery shopping and you're like, oh, a chicken. But it's like boiled and unseasoned.
Boiled chicken at the grocery store, Bruce?
Like, kind of when you see somebody that looks like unseasoned boiled chicken.
I don't know. I don't even know. It's not even chicken. I don't know what he is. He's just like
tofu.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I think they need to quit. And you know, they're probably not going to come back next season. So, you know what I've been watching? The you know, whenever other couples from the franchise watch the episode and they react to
a pillow talk.
So the Darcy and Stacey show, they're doing pillow talk with the people from 90 Day Fiance. Have you watched that?
Yes. And you know who I can't stand? I'm not even gonna say, let me stop being messy. Never mind. There's just one guy on there. I cannot stand him. And every time
the one who he's married to, the Filipino girl that his brother. Yeah, there was some controversy.
He gets on my nerves and he goes, hey, little mama. I was just like, shut up. He keeps calling everybody little mama and that irritates me. Hey, little mama. And I'm
there
just
was
like,
some controversy with him. And I'm surprised TLC brought him back because I think he had said some.
Wasn't this some of abuse stuff? Rumors or something with abuse?
I know
him and his brother don't get along at all anymore. And him and his brother used to do pillow talk together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a big fallout because the brother, him, he's the real brother because his brother, we only know their names, his brother was actually the first person on the show, and then he was so against his brother getting a wife from overseas, and then he went back and did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And there was this hypocritical thing going on, so the brother that originally was on the show got so mad at him because he's like, you put me through hell not accepting my girlfriend, you know, and then
and now you have a baby with thing. Some girl.
Yeah.
I think she's from either
the same country.
Is that the Philippines also?
Yeah.
Oh, she's on there with the pillow talk. She seems nice.
Yeah, she seems nice.
Yeah.
She's trying.
But
yeah.
I like her better than him. That's for sure.
Oh, of course.
Because she doesn't really talk and he's just like over here. But
she can't talk. I mean, his big ass mouth is like.
But you know the commentary that are like, oh, so they have Libby and her sister there.
I was shocked to see the two of them.
I know. I was like, oh, you guys can get along in real life. Which makes you think that the whole thing that's going on 90 Days well, you probably staged.
Her sister. No, well, you know, at the same time, though, I thought about it. I was like, well, you know, they are sisters. I mean, you.
Yeah, but then the other two are brothers and they don't get along.
But they've never really. What other two are brothers?
The guy that we just finished talking about. Him and his brother don't get along.
No, but they have different reasons. But you know what I mean? Like, their stuff is Libby's stuff. Nobody has a problem with Libby. They're all mad at Andre. Remember? You know what I mean? So, like, I think they know how to kind of separate it because they know that at the end of the day, that's her sister. They just don't like Andre. Did you see that podcast? It was on a podcast. There's an interview, and Libby's sister went on a podcast, like a video podcast like this, and without video. But anyways, they went on there and they asked, the guy doing the podcast asked, why does Libby always say Andre? And she goes, because she thinks she's cool. That's what her Libby's sister said, because she thinks she's cool. And it was just like, okay, she had her moment and she went on a podcast and trashed her sister. But yeah.
Oh, well, Andre. I like Colini and what's her name? Her sister.
Oh yeah.
I forget her name. They're Akira's so pretty.
Girl. Wife.
Yeah.
Kalani?
Kalani and Colini, yeah.
Yeah, Kalani.
They're so pretty. Like, and they feel like they would be fun to hang out with.
They would.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of what from that I've been watching. I don't know. Did you want it to move to the next segment?
Oh bitch. So rude. We haven't talked about the Housewives.
Oh, I thought you said there was no Housewives.
No, I said there was no reality report.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure wasn't. But, oh, look, there he goes. He's checking out now.
I'm not checking out, but I'm letting you do your thing. I'm letting you have your moment, live your best life, live your truth.
Fuck it, then. We won't talk about it. In case you missed it, we're not even going to talk about it. No, we're not even going to talk about the Housewives because Bruce doesn't want to communicate. So we're not even going to talk about it. No, we're not even going to talk about how Porsha finally announced that she was leaving Atlanta officially and is so sad now. And
yeah,
one of Akon's many wives are going to be on the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Akon the rapper, one of his wives is going to be on the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. They're filming starting this month. And and Cynthia Bailey came out and said why she left the show. And they're thinking that one of these women that are going to be on there is friends with Nene. And so they are hoping, there's like rumors speculating that she may film hanging out with Nene. So Nene may not
they're like so the thirsty cast, for Nene attention.
Everybody is, because they know that like we all need Nene back on Atlanta. I mean,
yeah, I think people were complaining on Twitter saying that it's like no Nene. I think Porsha was in it too.
Yeah, and Porsche's gone. And so Porsche, it's like Porsche was the only.
It's time Porsche to stop watching. Somebody said that it was time to stop watching that franchise for.
Yeah, Porsha basically held that show. She kept it. She was like, she held it while Nene left, Porsha held it. And now that Porsche's gone, it's getting scary. So, but they are bringing in like two additional people, and then they bringing in a past person that was really good. So she by Sheree. Sheree is back. So hopefully that can kind of bring back kind of some normalcy in the show. And, you know, they gave Marlo a upgrade. They upgraded her to a full time housewife and she's good. Oh, yeah. There's some drama. With
she Kenya got benefits. Mark. She got dental, health, vision
and a big raise. Kenya Moore, though, you know, she's filming Dancing with the Stars right now. So she's been showing up on Dancing with the Stars. And there was some drama going on about the Real Housewives. At one point, they almost got rid of her because they didn't want her to film Dancing with the Stars at the same time while she was on the show. They told her she couldn't do both. And I think she raised some hell. Maybe some legal stuff got involved. I don't know what happened, but she got her way. But they told her she can be on the show, but she can't mention Dancing with the Stars. And it's so weird because they've had many housewives that have done Dancing with the Stars. Lisa Rinna, Lisa Vanderpump, there were some more. I just can't think of it because there's so many, but there's a lot of Real Housewives that have gone and did Dancing with the Stars. So she's not the first one. So I just thought that was really weird. But in case you missed it, before we wrap this up, I just want to talk about some shows that Okay, so Bruce has been bugging me, and not just Bruce. What broke the straw that broke the camel's back was a friend of mine that also was bugging me about this show, Sex Education.
Yes.
So Sex Education is on Netflix. It's been out. It has three seasons. I think the fourth season everybody's waiting on, right?
The third season was just released, so we have to wait another year.
Well, so they haven't updated their thing then, because Netflix, if you look at it, it says three seasons and then it has the year 2020, which means that they didn't release a season yet this year.
But no. So this is the new season that was released.
Season three. So they need to update their thing, I guess. Yeah, because so Netflix is showing that the last season came out in 2020. So that's why I was kind of confused. But apparently that's wrong. But I made it to season two, Bruce. So congratulations to me.
Who's your favorite character?
I
told him
I tried to. OK, so here's the deal. That show, when it first came out, I tried to get into it and I could never get into it.
Yeah.
And I even watched it a second time. I said, OK, this time I'll do it. I get it to like episode five. I kept disconnecting with the story for some reason. I just could not get into it. Now, I tried it again, but I tried it at a moment where I had time to like sit
and actually watch it.
And when I did that, I immediately understood what was going on. Like I got the storylines and now I'm like really good. I'm on season two now. I think I'm like halfway through season two. I'm basically where I forgot his name, the gay guy. He's like trying to figure out, you know, he has like Eric. Is that his name? Yeah. So he's like basically at a crossroads because the one guy who I suspected was gay from the first episode,
Adam,
has come back from military school. Uh-huh. And then he got his little new Drake wannabe boyfriend that looks kind of like a cute French Drake. Like
Raheem.
He's like Raheem. Is that right?
That's his name. Yeah. He's French. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I'm at, where he's like contemplating. And then Raheem, actually, right before we started filming, Raheem asked him, do you want to be my boyfriend? And now he has to be like, oh, now he's got to think. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Sex Education. I finally got into it. So, yeah. Dear White People. Okay. So volume four came out and there's some backlash. And it's not the backlash you might think it is. People are actually upset with this season of Dear White People because apparently it is more like a musical.
Damn.
And Twitter had a meltdown over the weekend when they found out there's going to be singing. Somebody even commented and was like, I thought that this was going to go on for maybe like the first 15 minutes. And she was like, I'm on episode three and these bitches still singing. So I haven't watched it yet. I was really excited until I heard about the singing. But then another person told me it wasn't that much singing that people are over. They said like people are overreacting. It's not like that much singing. But I mean, when you watch Dear White People, if you've watched it from the beginning, you don't really want to watch a musical. You like watching Dear White People because you want to watch a great show, right? Not a great musical. Yeah. So I don't know. Have you seen it?
I have not, but it's on my list to watch.
So I'm kind of nervous about it.
Okay.
Just like that. Anyways, The Circle is The Circle season three just wrapped up. I'm excited for the person that won. I am a little upset. The Catfish
I wanted to go back to ask you real quick who your favorite character on Sex Education was before you go into The Circle.
You know who it is. I don't even know her name. It was one of the mean girls and like
Amy.
I don't know. She had a scene and they were trying to figure out like who leaked the vagina picture. And then she was like, and they were like, it has to be a girl. And they were like, so what girls don't like you? And
thinking,
she goes, no, they all hate me. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, Ruby. Ruby.
But what's her name? Ruby. She goes, I'm a bitch. They all hate me. I've been a bitch to all of them. Yeah, I liked her. But you know who else is funny?
Or Olivia, with
the Princess Leia haircut.
Oh, yes.
The one is all obsessed with sex.
Ola.
She looks like olive oil from Popeye.
Yes. She's funny. I like her too. But I like Amy, the one who's kind of ditzy, but she's really nice. And she was hanging out with the mean girls first, but she's friends
she
with...
Yeah, she went and now she's hanging out with... Maeve,
I like her. She's like my favorite character.
I'm just getting into her now because they've been showing a lot more of her at the point of the show that I'm at, because she's like having problems like riding the bus or something.
Yeah, because so some guy like jerked off and like
came
on her jeans.
The jerk off scene though with the other guy and his mom came back to the car and it just shot all over the window.
Oliver.
I was like, what the fuck?
Otis. Otis. girl.
Oh my god.
It's a very racy show, but you know, like, it's interesting. Anyway, back to the circle. You were saying that you're excited about who won, and
well, yeah, I'm happy with the winner. But it's kind of crazy because the winner kind of, well, I don't want to spoil too much, but the winner didn't. Fuck it. You should have already seen it. The winner didn't play as long as the other characters, but he ended up winning. And I'm kind of glad he won because the two people that were finalists with him, they were both catfish. And I just felt like, I don't know, I get really into that game and I just don't want the catfish to win, even though I know that's what the whole game is about. But I just think that the people that go in as themselves should win. And that's what happened. The guy that won was himself. And so he actually won. And I felt like he needed the money because he started talking about his backstory. And I felt like he needed the money probably a little bit. I don't want to say more than all of them, but more than some of them. I felt like he really needed that money. So congratulations to him. And one last thing.
Oh, wait, I wanted to mention. So I've been watching The Great British Bake Off, the new season.
Right.
I was watching Sex Education. I was watching Drag Race UK. There was another British show that I was watching. But I feel like I've just been watching British TV.
Are you feeling really British?
What?
Are you feeling really British?
I'm feeling that pussy, feeling that cunt. But
it's Tuesday, no.
I wanted to talk about yesterday's Drag Race episode. Sorry, they addressed body issues and it was a pretty kind of like deep episode because one of the drag queens, her name is Crystal. Rue was so shady because he told her that she won the challenge, and so Crystal needed to read everyone. And so Victoria Scone, which is the AFAB queen, she's kind of big, and then Crystal was like, well, Rue was like, who would be your biggest competition? And then so Crystal was like, Victoria, both ways. And so, meaning, because, you know, she's big. And then she was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it like that. And so later on, they like apologized and had like this deep conversation about body issues and body positivity and stuff. And that's kind of what I was talking about, how it wasn't as forced as how it is in the US version. So it was trending on Twitter because it was a big deal, apparently. And, you know, BBC is publicly funded. And so, teach the children. So, I finished watching Chicago Party Ant. Did you finish watching it?
No, I can't.
Okay. So I finished watching it.
But it was, I mean, it was okay, but
I guess if you live here, it's funnier. But I find it funny because I can relate to some of the stuff. I don't know, it's fun, whatever.
It's like, whatever. Don't watch it, bitch.
Don't watch it. And I think that was it. Yesterday I watched a documentary about Elon Musk, about how, you know, how they sent people into space. It was interesting just watching that and how just people came about just going to space and, so that's that. And I've been meaning to watch. Have you heard of the Squid Game or whatever that everybody's talking about?
No, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that shit. Okay. That's not.
I've been meaning to watch it. No. Like, I need to take an edible and just sit down and watch it.
I cannot. No, that is just not for me. No. Sorry.
Well,
I can't. I saw that preview and I was like, oh girl, no. My scary ass ain't sleeping with the light on tonight. So I was like, it's just too morbid. It's just too much. I can't.
Hashtag too much. Oh, I've been watching also Only Murders in the Building. I think I mentioned it with Selena Gomez. That's a good show. It's cute. It's murder, mystery, comedy, drama. So it's on Hulu. So catch it there. Yeah, go on to what you were talking about if you like before I rudely interrupted you. Sorry.
Bitch. Anyways. Oh, Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Excuse
Lady
me.
Lady Gaga. Let me start over. Bruce distracted me because he was sneezing.
Allergies.
Allegedly. Lady Gaga and Dom Perignon, remember that whole thing that came out over the spring and then everybody's like, when is the bottle coming out? And they kept saying fall, fall. Well, it's fall. And the bottle is finally on pre-order at reservebar.com. So Dom Perignon officially released the first internet pre-orders with the partnership with reservebar.com. If you're an alcoholic or you just love to drink like myself, you know all about reservebar.com. Reservebar.com is a lovely little liquor store on the internet that has a lot of special editions of everything. They have special editions you didn't even know existed. They sell a lot of special editions. And the Lady Gaga Dom Perignon has been released finally in two limited editions. Pre-orders for the Rosé. The Rosé is actually a 2006 vintage, and it has sold out at $439 a bottle and is no more. It featured like a gorgeous pink box, and it had pink branding to go with it. The most beautiful bottle I've ever seen of any champagne, and it's gone. And people bought it, $439. But that is the going price for a bottle of rosé from Dom Perignon. You can probably get it a little cheaper somewhere else. So I'm assuming they're going to have other. This is just at Reserve Bar. So you can go to your local liquor stores, probably your bigger stores that are more like chain-like. They're going to probably have it. And you may be able to get it a little cheaper than $439, but you're not going to get it probably under $439 unless you got some kind of a hookup. The second edition that they release is like a regular Brut. It's the Brut, but it's a vintage also from 2010. It is a little bit more affordable because it is a Brut and not a Rosé. And it comes in a gray, black, gold, not gold. It's like a grayish, blackish kind of a little hint of greenish tan. I don't know. It's a weird color, but it looks good. That's on sale, and they haven't sold out of this one. You can go to reservebar.com right now and pre-order it for $249. And pre-orders are supposed to start shipping from at Reserve Bar from early October. So I'm assuming probably since we're just on October 2nd today that we're recording, it's probably sometime next week, people will probably get their bottles shipped out. Again, the sellout, if you did want a bottle of rosé from Lady Gaga, this is only on reservebar.com. I'm pretty sure there'll be more rosés at other liquor stores.
Yeah, because the website, it only ships to certain states.
Yeah.
Illinois is not part of it, so I couldn't ship it. It's not that I'm poor, it's just that I couldn't ship it.
Yeah, Reserve Bar, they have special, like, you know, it's like some bottles that they ship to certain states and some they can't. So they have a list. So you can go to Reserve Bar and look and see if your state is on that list. I did tell Bruce if he just wanted the bottle, he could have just.
That would have been too much hassle.
No, it wouldn't have. No. I mean, all you had to do was just order it and have it shipped to my house, and I would have shipped it to your house. Like,
I'm just going to go around and drive and be like, do you have the Lady Gaga bottle? And they'd be like, get out of here, fag. Like. Oh, no, it's Chicago. They'd be like, girl, I'm sorry. We don't have it.
Well, it just depends on what part of town you're in.
Exactly. So I'm going to go to like the gayborhood, one of the many gayborhoods that we have, which is like every other gayborhood. So is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, just our social media.
Oh, yeah. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok.
At Press2 Podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also have a hotline that you can call and complain if you like, which is 832-390-0209.
No. Oh, Lord. What is our podcast number? 832-390-0279. Again, that's 832-390-0279.
You know what's crazy? It's the
Press 2 Podcast hotline.
Yesterday I was buying something online and I couldn't remember. Like, I was like, I'm going to see if I remember my credit card. I remember my credit card number from when I was a senior in high school. Cause I used to buy so much shit online that I memorized it.
We have that in common when we became friends.
Yeah.
Cause I did the same thing and I had two credit cards memorized.
And I was like, wait, this isn't my credit card. This is like the one when I was in high school. And it's just kind of crazy how shit works like that. But I can't remember this phone number or the name of the podcast.
Well, I'm just, like, trying to, like, find the phone number to make sure I said the right thing. I'm pretty sure it's 832-390-0279. That's it. They're not going to call anyway. Fuck it.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye. Thanks.